Show starts in 1 minute.
Visit us often and enjoy our screen attractions in the comfort of your own car.
You're listening to the Trailer Drive-In. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir, the hot dogs at our concession stand do rate an appreciative whistle. Get more out of life. Come often and bring your family to our drive-in theater.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Trailer Drive-In. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Corey, and this is episode 5 of our podcast, where we'll be discussing the best in trailers for both film and television.
Each week, we will choose a single trailer that has been setting the film and TV world alight and have an in-depth discussion about it.
And this week, in June of 2016, we have chosen the trailer for the, again, somewhat anticipated Kevin Smith follow-up to Tusk, Yoga Hoses, which is due for release on July 29th in the US.
I don't care what anyone says. This is highly anticipated for me because I'm a fan. I like Kevin Smith. I've always been a fan. So I'm choosing to keep that word in there. Highly anticipated Kevin Smith follow-up to Tusk.
Yeah.
There we go.
I would say the same. I just didn't want to oversell it for people who aren't necessarily fans.
well, that is true. That is true. Now, if you are a new listener, please note you can find all of our episodes at trailerdriveinpodcast.podomatic.com, and you can also write us an email at thetrailerdriveinpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. Email us.
Definitely. If you've got a suggestion for a trailer you'd like us to talk about, or you just want to kind of get involved with the conversation, tell us what you think of these movies. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, what's our first order of business, Corey? What's the most important thing we have to deal with?
As it is every week, Actor Golf.
Yes. What did we talk about last week?
Well, last week we went from, what did we go from? Jeff Goldblum to Damon Wayans,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And then we ended up at the Lethal Weapon TV show, which starred Damon Wayans. Mm. And we're talking about Yoga Hoses this week, which stars Kevin, well, not stars, but certainly he's part of it, Kevin Smith. So we need to get from Damon Wayans to Kevin Smith. So I think I went first last week, so I think it's your turn.
Okay, well, I've got this in a birdie.
Okay, yep.
So Damon Wayans to Bruce Willis in The Last Boy Scout. Oh, then Bruce Willis to Kevin Smith in Die Hard 4.
Wow. I totally forgot about The Last Boy Scout. That's and it's so obvious when you think about it. I kind of went, Damon Wayans to Samuel L. Jackson in The Great White Hype, which I used last week. Samuel L. Jackson to Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. Bruce Willis to Kevin Smith in Die Hard 4.
So we had similar actors.
Yeah.
But you went the long way around.
I went the long way around. I forgot about the obvious one, which was The Last Boy Scout.
I gotcha.
You did get me. You're kicking my ass at the moment, man. I need to lift my game.
Boom.
I know. Anyway, so as we mentioned before, we're here to talk about the new Kevin Smith film, which is the follow-up to his film Tusk, which is being released on July 29th. So before we get too involved in the conversation, should we have a listen to the trailer?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's roll the projector.
I'm talking about your entire generation. Generation Whammy, I call it. You live on your phones. You have no idea how to function like normal people in the real world.
Miss Wickland, this isn't the real world.
This is Canada.
Oh, it's Lulu and Lemon.
Condescending riot girls.
Colleen Coalition, I would like to invite you both to my party.
A senior party?
A senior party?
Senior boys only invite sophomore girls to parties for one thing.
God knows what else, eh?
All you need to handle any situation in life are the Warrior One and Warrior Two positions, girls. Master those, and you will master anyone who gives you shit.
Ew, why did your dad text me like 37 times?
Oh my god, he's making us work tonight! Oh my god!
Y'all think history is so boring. Well, what if I told you, during World War II, there were Nazis right here in Winnipeg under the self-proclaimed Canadian Führer.
So, like, Canadian Hitler.
Nine. So much nine, it's almost 10.
Canadian Nazis were the original landowners of your sword.
Who's the Broadseas?
What is a Broadsea?
Nine.
It's like a foot talk Nazi and it's made of bratwurst.
Are you guys tripping on the pot? I need both of you to help me solve this quite clear case.
Sorry. Destroy everything that threatens anyone or anything that you love. That's the yoga way.
We can do this. We do tons of stupid stuff with our adults.
All the time. Now in Warrior 3, will you get the shit out of these bratwurst bitches, okay?
Okay.
Warrior 3!
Sorry, Boothat. Sorry, Boothat. Sorry, Boothat. Sorry, Boothat.
I'm not even supposed to be here today!
Hello, we're being attacked by little sausage men with cops turned into sour for blood. They look like Adolf Hitler.
Damn yoga hosers.
Don't you move, you yoga hoser!
This is so basic. This is beyond basic.
All right, welcome back. Do you want to have a read of the premise, Corey?
Sure thing. Okay, so the film centers on 15-year-old yoga nuts, Colleen Collette and Colleen McKenzie, who have an after-school job at a Manitoba convenience store called A2Z. A Canadian pun. A as in, what's up, A?
Yeah.
And Z because Canadians say Z instead of Z. Just to explain.
When you know what? If you didn't read it like that, I would never would have said that. It's okay. Anyway, keep going.
When an ancient evil rises from beneath Canada's crust, releases an army of little monsters called the Bratzies, who are 1 foot tall Nazis made of bratwurst. And this threatens the Colleen's big invitation to a senior party. They join forces with a legendary manhunter from Montreal, played by Johnny Depp, Guy Lapointe.
Are you guys smoking the pot?
Okay, so this movie, as much as Tusk was bug nuts crazy, this movie is crazy.
Well, it's interesting you say that because this afternoon I was talking to my wife and she said, what trailer are you guys talking about tonight? And I said, Yoga Hosers, the new film by Kevin Smith. And she asked me, so what's that film about? And I couldn't explain it to her. I basically explained that it was about these two girls named Colleen that worked at a convenience store and, you know, judging off the trailer, they get invited to a big party and then all this kind of stuff happens. And then I tried to explain the concept that there were kind of Nazis involved. and she looked at me with the most bewildered look, like, what are you talking about? So it just made me giggle a little bit. I mean, yeah, the story is pretty nuts, isn't it?
It really is. Now, do you listen to Kevin Smith's podcasts, especially like Smodcast and Jane, Silent Bob Get Old?
I'm a week in, week out devotee to Fat Man on Batman, which I really, really love. I think the discussion between Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin is outstanding. I really enjoy that show, and it's spoiler heavy. I mean, you have to kind of be up with your kind of pop culture to kind of listen to them, but it's very, very entertaining stuff. And I mean, he's certainly made it's almost like a post career from, like, especially all the talks that he does live and the concerts with Jay and Muse, the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old podcast, and concerts, I should say, and the Fat Man on Batman do live shows, and there's even another one called Hollywood Babylon, which he does with someone too. So he's a busy guy when it comes to podcasts. What about you, man? Like, do you kind of keep up with it?
Oh, absolutely. When I first started getting into podcasts, Kevin Smith's Smodcast was the first, or at least one of the first podcasts that I downloaded to listen to. So I've been a devoted listener of Smodcast forever. And that's the show that he does with his longtime producer, Scott Mosier. And it's kind of where this movie stemmed from, because just week in, week out, those two sit down and just bullshit. They just talk and they read current events and come up with wacky stories and have a laugh about it. And they bring up Nazis a lot. They make fun of Nazis a whole lot. And they talk about Canada. So you can see where the inspiration for this movie came from, Canada and Nazis.
Yeah, definitely. Like, do you still listen to Smodcast even to this day?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, every episode that comes, I download it and I listen.
Yeah, nice. What's your history with Kevin Smith films in general, though? Like, have you been watching since, like, day dot, essentially?
I kind of have. I didn't really know about Clerks, but I vividly remember getting out Mallrats in the mid-90s when it came out on VHS, and just falling in love with that movie. And then, with the internet coming around shortly thereafter, I was able to track down all of Kevin Smith's films. So I saw, Clerks, and then Chasing Amy had come out by that point. And yeah, I've kind of stuck with the guy all these years. I love his films. I think they're so funny.
Do you kind of find that he undersells himself on the podcast? Like, don't get me wrong, man. Like, he's always kind of talking about how silly and kind of like immature his kind of films are, and how they're not to be taken seriously. But his films left a huge mark on the pop culture landscape. I mean, you're right, man. From going back to like Clerks and Chasing Amy and Mallrats and Jersey Girl and Jane Silent Bob Strikes Back and Dogma. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Like, he's made like a lot of really interesting, kind of very funny films. Like, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in a movie theater was when I saw I went to the opening night preview. I think Kevin Smith actually gave a talk after the screening of Clerks 2, and there's a moment in Clerks 2 where, and it's totally random, where these customers walk out of the fast food restaurant, and there's Jay and Silent Bob standing there, and Jay is doing the mangina.
Yeah, the tuck.
And I just remember just losing it. I just thought it was just funny. Like, it was just so ridiculous, but it was very, very funny.
Yeah, well, Kevin Smith's always been a very, I want to say, accessible director. You know, he's always been the kind of person to tell you the ins and outs of, what it took for him to get his films made.
Oh, yeah,
and that's, for someone who grew up as a huge film buff, I now work in the film business. His audio commentaries on his DVDs for all of his films, like, he was doing that before podcasting was a thing. So
yeah, very,
he's
totally,
he's always put himself out there and tells you about his films. And anybody who's a fan of commentaries, if you haven't listened to the Mallrats commentary, it's him, Scott Mosier, Jason Mewes, Ben Affleck, and Jason Lee. And it is the funny, like, you think Mallrats the movie is funny? Watch it with the commentary, man. It is funny.
Yeah, and all these films have kind of been some kind of event. So I kind of find it amusing how he kind of undersells himself. Like, not all the time, but I don't think he kind of really understands just how important his films has been on the landscape. I mean, I've been living with them forever. So that's why I said to you before about the concept that Yoga Hosers, okay, it may not be like, you know, number one at the, it might not be Independence Day Resurgence or Finding Dory or something like that, but in my mind, I'm just as excited about seeing this movie as I am about Finding Dory or whatever it might be. Like, I really am, genuinely speaking. In saying that, though, I didn't watch his last film, Tusk. I gotta tell you, man, I just think, and this is not a huge slight on him as a filmmaker, I just don't think that film was for me, if you know what I mean.
It's not for a lot of people. I dragged people to see that with me.
Yeah.
People who weren't familiar with Kevin Smith or his podcast. And after the movie, they were like, Corey, why the hell did you drag us to this movie? You don't get it. You just don't get it.
So, yeah. So, I think the only films that I haven't watched of Kevin Smith, I said, I don't recall ever watching Jersey Girl. I think that film kind of escaped me. But I've seen Cop Out. I loved Red State. Freaked me out. I thought the performance of Michael Parks in Red State is outstanding. It's actually a really genuinely good film. Like, I really quite like that one. So Yoga Hosers is here. And I mean, as we kind of mentioned before, this is the film of two, what appears to be kind of best friends. And the lead actress is Harley Quinn Smith, which is playing Colleen McKenzie, which is obviously Kevin Smith's daughter. And Lily Rose Depp, who is Johnny Depp's daughter, kind of is playing the two Colleens in this, with Johnny Depp doing his Guy LaPointe or whatever you know. Now, he's from Tusk, isn't he?
He is. He's reprising his role from Tusk. The character of Guy LaPointe came, again, from an episode of Smodcast, where they were talking about, there was a big heist at a storage unit in Canada, where somebody had siphoned off a whole bunch of maple syrup.
Oh, yes.
And the lead investigator on this case was this guy called Guy LaPointe.
Oh, God.
And they kind of just sort of rolled with it from there. They came up with, like, all these adventures of Guy LaPointe, this Montreal detective. Wow. And, yeah, the character ended up manifesting itself in Tusk, played by Johnny Depp. So, yeah, he's returning in Yoga Hosers as that detective. And it's a really funny character.
But it looks like they're kind of recycling a lot of the actors that they used in Tusk as well. Like, I've noticed Justin Long plays a character named Yogi Bhaiya, and he's clearly in the trailer as some kind of yoga, you know, messiah who's doing his thing. Yeah. I think you even got Haley Joel Osment, who shows that he was in Tusk as well, wasn't he? He was the co-host of the show with Justin Long, wasn't he?
Yeah, they did a podcast together.
Now, apparently Jason Mewes was originally supposed to play all the monsters in this film. However, due to his claustrophobia, he actually couldn't even make it through makeup tests that required heavy facial prosthetics and full body costumes. Haley Joel Osment was offered the roles next, but Osment's manager decided that writer-director Kevin Smith, as you said, is actually playing the monsters himself. Apparently it required him to shave his face for the first time in nearly 20 years, which is outstanding.
Yeah, he's one of the few people in this world who has an impressive mustache and beard. So the fact that he had to remove that to play this role is a testament to, I guess him wanting to actually make something worthwhile.
Yeah. Now, comic book writer Stan Lee will make a cameo in the film. He actually see him right at the end of the trailer. It's actually his second cameo after the 1995 Mallrats film. Now, man, I can't believe Mallrats is 1995, like 21 years ago. Like, seriously.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
It does make me feel old. Yeah. Lily Rose Depp and Harley Quinn Smith are actually best friends in real life as well. They actually met as young kids at the Hollywood Schoolhouse in kindergarten. So you can only imagine the kind of kids that go to those kind of places, yeah?
Yeah, and I actually love this bit here too. Johnny Depp was saying the top reasons why he wanted to do this film was because of his involvement in Tusk, of course. But his daughter is in the film. This is, I think, her debut, along with Harley Quinn Smith. So he's kind of supporting his daughter in that way. The third reason, Chasing Amy, straight up, Chasing Amy and Joe's a Girl are two of his favorite films. So he kind of wanted to work with Kevin Smith. And again, Kevin Smith goes out there and says things like, I can't believe I got Johnny Depp in my movie. This is crazy. But it's, you know, from all accounts, Johnny Depp was eager to actually work with Kevin Smith. So,
yeah, I think Johnny Depp gets a bit of an unfair brush in recent times because he's so associated with the you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean films and you know, the Tim Burton kind of films itself. But I mean, I kind of think in his core, he's just a guy that just wants to do good work and work with kind of interesting people and wonder, hence why he's continued to work with, you know, the Tim Burtons and the Kevin Smiths. And he does make very, very interesting kind of films, and you kind of can't blame him for doing the Captain Jack Barrow stuff, because I mean, if you were him and they drove a truckload of money up to your doorstep and said, please reprise your role, because as much as you may not like those films for whatever reason, they make a lot of dosh, tons and tons of cash.
Well, and at the same time, he uses that in real life as a benefit thing. So sure, you know, he's probably getting a whole lot of money backed up to his house to do the role, but he shows up at, like, you know, children's cancer wards and stuff dressed as Captain Jack, you know, just sort of brings some light into people's lives. So you know, it's not all for naught, really.
I mean, I kind of think it's like anything, man. Whenever the media talk about these kind of people, you really got to take a big grain of salt, don't you? Because it's, you know, a lot of rubbish gets reported. And truthfully, man, who knows what the truth is? I mean, we don't know them personally. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So anyway, Kevin Smith actually reported on his Facebook page and his various podcasts that the film was actually awarded an R rating in its first and only submission to the MPAA, though Smith had actually aimed for a PG-13. The MPAA's reasoning was apparently a cartoonish drawing of a pair of testicles on a man's chin in a photo. Smith actually vowed to fight the rating, as he had actually successfully done with his three previous films, Clerks, Jersey Girl and Zack and Miri Make a Porno. However, before the MPAA held the hearing with Smith, they actually re-examined the same version of the film and overturned their own rating to PG-13 without Smith actually having to make an appeal. So there you go. A little bit more trivia associated with the film.
It'd be interesting to see what rating it gets here in Australia, because our rating system's a little different.
Mm.
And I remember the whole thing with Zack and Miri when that came out. I think he ended up getting an NC-17 in America for it. But here in Australia, it's still got an R rating.
Wow. Interesting. So, yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. And and this movie, I mean, it's about two teenage girls. So it's a bit of a different angle for Kevin Smith. And I think going by the trailer, too, it seems like he might be throwing in a few one-liners to do with Clerks and stuff to sort of reference his old work. But yeah, I can see why he doesn't want to necessarily go for a hard R rating like he does with a lot of his films.
I just think this, I mean, just going off the trailer, I mean, neither of us have seen the film yet, so I'm looking forward to it. But the trailer definitely gives like a very light, very silly, super Canadian, like endless jokes about Canada. I think he kind of overdoes the whole a boot kind of joke.
Yeah. Well, I think it's supposed to be like that, though. It's supposed to be a bit cartoonish in its in the way it's presented.
Yes. Yeah, very, very much so.
We should mention that he's actually got a third film planned.
Yes.
Because he's calling this his True North trilogy, and it started with Tusk, followed up here with Yoga Hoses, and a third one, which is to be called Moose Jaws, which he describes as pretty much just remaking Jaws, but with a moose instead of a shark.
Yeah, nice. Bring it on, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I really just like, he's kind of interesting in a world of very serious cinema where everyone's got an opinion. Kevin Smith's an interesting director.
Yeah. So,
who kind of makes very unique Kevin Smith films. And
yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty happy to see
that. Well, and the fact that he's making this trilogy, I think it's sort of re-sparked his desire to make films. There was a time there when he said he didn't want to do it anymore. And since he sort of, you know, kicked off Tusk, since then he's sort of talked about this script that he wrote for a hockey movie, which he wants to turn into a miniseries called Hit Somebody. He's talking about Clerks 3. There was Mallrats 2, which has also been in talks to become a TV series. So, yeah, he's got a lot of stuff on the go now. So, say what you will about Tusk and even this Yoga Hosers, it's re-sparked his love of film. So, I think we're going to see a lot more great stuff from him. And I think this movie is going to be terrific.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Cop Out kind of burnt him a little bit, didn't it?
I
don't think that was a great experience for him as a filmmaker.
Well, like, it was his foray into doing a studio film. He didn't write it. He was just given a script and told to make it, and he kind of didn't enjoy that experience.
But in saying that, though, I mean, the production budget on Cop Out was $30 million, and it still went on to make $55 million. So it wasn't a total failure. But I know that he's talked about it on his shows a little bit, that he didn't have the best experience with Bruce Willis on that particular film for whatever reason. So I kind of think he got burnt by that just a touch. But I think he's kind of come back strong with Red State and Tusk, which I've no idea is a good film. It's just not my kind of thing. And Yoga Hosers I'm looking forward to, and it'll be interesting to see what he does after that. Well, Moose Jaws after that, definitely.
Yeah. And I don't think we have a release date here in Australia, but like we said, it's July 29th in the States. So hopefully it's not too far behind for us.
Yeah. So how many thumbs are you giving this trailer, Corey?
I am pretty much anticipating this movie. So I'm giving this a thumbs up, and out of five, I'd say, you know, I still want to kind of err on the side of caution because Tusk isn't for everybody. So I would give this a conservative 3.5 thumbs up.
I think we're thinking the same thing. I'm with you exactly. I'm thumbs up all the way. I really like the look of Harley Quinn Smith and Lily Rose Depp. I think they look the part. I love all the social media. I love the fact that they're always staring at their phones endlessly. And there's gags in there about, like, all you do is look at your phones all day and you live your life online and all that kind of stuff. I think the two actors are kind of playing it for laughs. And Kevin Smith looks like he's having a blast with it. So
yeah.
I'm totally in for the ride and I can't wait for it. So yeah, I'm kind of about 3.5 to 4 for me out of five, and a big thumbs up.
Nice.
So what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, we had a good chat about this and we think we can get it in just before the film comes out. We're going to talk about Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. The new Paul Feig or Feig or whatever you want to name it. Reimagining or reboot or whatever it's called, of the very famous franchise from the 80s. So yeah, I'm looking forward to having a chat about that.
Yeah, most definitely. And our actor golf will be Kevin Smith to Melissa McCarthy. Figure that
who's
one out.
Who's going to win? You've been kicking my butt lately, man. I need to pick up my game.
I'm getting too many birdies and holes in one.
I'm going to start thinking about that tonight. So that's it for this episode of the Trailer Drive-In. Keep up with listener interaction by joining our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetrailerdriveinpodcast. Follow the show on Twitter at Trailer Drive-In and visit our webpage, trailerdriveinpodcast.podomatic.com.
And of course, you can always write us an email and send it over to thetrailerdriveinpodcast@gmail.com. And also, if you've enjoyed the show, please consider giving us a rate and review on iTunes. That's always very helpful. And don't forget, we always put our shows up on YouTube. So head on over there and subscribe today.
Now, just quickly, Corey, this is not the only show you do. What other shows do you where else can people find you?
Well, I think the list of shows I don't do would be shorter.
Yeah. You do. Just give me the highlights.
Well, if you want to hear me talking about movies, you can always catch me on the Podcast Award nominated Triple Cast. Thank you very much. Waiting to hear if we've won. Fingers crossed. Yes. But I do some podcasts for currently airing shows. The C Word podcast for Orphan Black, 12 Monkeys Uncaged for Sci-Fi's 12 Monkeys. I also do the Rewatch podcast where yes. Nathan, you join me sometimes and we talk about films in retrospect. We kind of go through a whole series of films and on the main feed, we're currently discussing Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. We're going through every episode. So that's over at the Rewatch Podcast.
And me and you, we're about to start something new soon, aren't we?
We are, yes.
Anyway. So thank you very much for joining me this week to talk about Yoga Hosers. Bring it on, July 29th. Can't come quick enough.
Oh, yeah.
So what was my sign out line? And I'm not even meant to be here today, Corey.
And this is not the real world. This is Canada.
You've been listening to The Trailer Drive-In.
I eat popcorn. Everybody eats popcorn. She tastes real nice.
Ice cream bars. It's the handy way to enjoy smooth, rich, creamy ice cream. Get some.
See y'all next time.